But they just touch him with her scalpel, and he dies right then. They get paid full pay. So you follow this thing. It says go to the centerfold. You go to the centerfold, and the left-facing page looks like this. What's the one word that will save your life in a hospital? No! You know, you only have 90 minutes to live, and we have this new experimental chemotherapy drug we want to use on you. No! If I have 1 hour to live, I'm going to do it with my grandkids at home. I ain't staying here. I'm out of here. You've already radiated me 18 times. Enough is enough. Well, we want to give you another 1 year round of antibiotics. Well, I've been on antibiotics for 2 years for Lyme's disease. It ain't Lyme's disease, but the doctor's been using you for an ATM machine, right? You cure Lyme's disease in 2 weeks. Any doctor that can't cure you in 2 weeks of Lyme's disease should be put in jail for extortion, okay? No! Well, we want to put in this knee. We got this brand new hip. It's a metal-to-metal hip. No! You come to us. You come to Longevity and give us 90 days to do God's work on you. We'll rebuild that cartilage. Well, so what is this guy saying no to? Why is he terrified? Why is he saying no? Now, here's the right-hand opposing page. Now, you see, this isn't me. This is Newsweek magazine. This is so bad that even the mainstream media's jumped in on it. Those doctors are coming after that patient like they're vampires, werewolves. Ah, I want your money. Don't you die before I touch you. And they tripping each other down the hall. She down, I'm going to get you. No! Okay, you got it. Baby boomers. This big problem because there's no more money left in the Social Security account. Every elected official of every party in every state has used your Social Security money to get jobs, you know, 500 jobs to build a bridge to nowhere, repair highways that nobody drove on. Oh, we brought 500 jobs to the state. Reelect me again. Well, now the first 5 million baby boomers went there last year looking for their money. It ain't there. Now, do you know how much we owe the Chinese for paying doctors and hospitals? You know how much? It's scary. $138 trillion we owe China for paying doctors and hospitals for Medicaid over the last 10 years. $138 trillion with a T. And it's all going to come out of your check some way or another. You know, how many of you are on Social Security? I am. I've been on Social Security for a long time. 7 years. Okay. Now, instead of, you get a check maybe of, say, $1,200 a month. Starting January 1st, your checks will be $900. Somebody's got to pay that money back to the Chinese. But I didn't sign the check. It was those elected officials that did that. Did they let you vote on that? Oh, we got a problem here, Houston, don't we? October 24th of this year. Right now. And this is wrong because the newest figures are even worse, but I'll give you the figures they have, and then I'll tell you what they say. I haven't seen it in writing, but I heard it on TV. Okay, this came out in September of this year. 15.6 million baby boomers went from middle class to poverty level in 2 years. 15.6 million baby boomers. These are people who were honest citizens. They went to work. They paid their taxes. They covered all their bills. They did everything right. But the manufacturing jobs left America, and they lost their jobs, lost their insurance. And so then we have this problem. They all went from being middle class to below poverty. So why did all the jobs leave America? When NAFTA was signed in 1992, that allowed corporations to get tax deductions for jobs they paid for outside the country. And they were gone out of this country right then. You know why? Not because the executives are greedy. It's because in China and Indonesia and India, there's no health care costs. In China, with 1.8 billion people, they don't have a health care crisis. It only costs them 50 cents a month for medical treatment because they're using a 10,000-year-old system called Chinese traditional medicine, acupuncture, herbs, massage therapy, hydrotherapy. 98%. Only 2% is Western medicine when you have trauma. 1.8 billion people, and they don't have a health care crisis. We have a healthcare crisis with 300 million, one-fifth of their population, because the medical doctors have legislated themselves into being, what do you call it, monopoly? They're the only go-to people because insurance only pays for, Medicare only pays for, medical doctors. Anybody recognize this guy on your left? That's Andy Young. Now, I met him in 1991. His son, Bo, called me. He had bone-to-bone arthritis in his knees. He was scheduled in 2 weeks for joint replacement surgery. And he said, can you help him? I know you work with athletes with knee problems. Yeah. So Andy Young canceled his double knee replacement surgery, which was scheduled within 2 weeks. So he canceled it. That was 20 years ago. I rebuilt his knees. He used my stuff every day for 20 years. He's never had to have any knee surgery, hips, or any surgery for his joints. I've rebuilt him. Okay? Now, while I was working with him, they also got me attached to the Sickle Cell Foundation of Georgia, where within a couple of weeks, we eliminated sickle cell in Georgia. Wow. No attacks, no deaths. Hoo-ah! They had to appreciate the sickle cell in the black community is called thalassemia in the white community. Same disease, just different names, different strokes for different folks. Different names, same disease. Because everybody knows it's genetic in the black people, so you can't have a black gene thing in a white guy. So they just gave it a different name. And we let them get away with it. We let them get away with it, okay? And people ask me here today, why doesn't our Sickle Cell Foundation here in Maryland use your thing? Well, the medical doctors say, we don't want that stuff in here because if there's no attacks, what do they need me for? Well, when I was able to, through God's methods, heal Pastor Creflo Dollar's daughter with asthma, he gave me a very large check to put every disease thought to be genetic in the black community in this book, and how to prevent the disease and how to reverse them, how to cure them. Yes. He paid for this to be published, and so in the acknowledgments, all you see is his name and his church. Now, this is some of the results of this last 10-year census. I thought this was very profound. To make a short version of it is, what they said was, the average black man in America lives to be 62, the average white man in America lives to be 75, and the average Hispanic man in America lives to be 80.6. The average Hispanic man lives 5.6 years longer than the white guy and 18.6 years longer than the black guy, almost 20 years longer. And it's not genetic. Again, it's because the black community has been taught that if you stick with the medical community, do everything they say without objection, without questioning, without getting a second and third opinion. Get second and third opinions. Never, 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 never listen to the doctor's first utterances out of his mouth. Because it's usually in his favor, not yours. Okay? And so the black community has been taught over 100 years to do whatever the doctor says because if they can help you eke out one more year despite your black genes, that's a good thing is what they're teaching you. Well, by contrast, the Hispanics are still using grandma's home remedies. They're not using the medical system. So it just comes down to that they're not killed as often as you are. That's why they live 20 years longer. Isn't that something? Right out of our census. Okay, this came out. This is a Harvard study. Lucien LePay, head of the Department of Public Health. And what he did was look at every county in the United States. And these little boxes for both men and women are counties. He looked at every county. And what he was looking for was the longest lived county in America. And then he was going to look at all the medical services they had there. And then take all those medical services and duplicate them in every other county and bring up the average lifespan of Americans. Now, from a standpoint from his heart, that was a very smart thing. It was very, you got to give him a hug for thinking about that, right? When he did the study, he found out that there's a 25-year difference between the longest-lived county and the shortest-lived county in the United States. 25 years. And there's no difference in the medical care. Absolutely no difference in the medical care. The longest-lived counties for both men and women are the ones in the purple. Okay, the Midwest, the Upper Midwest, and the Plains States, the Upper Plains States for both men and women. They live 25 years longer than people, than the yellow, orange, and red. Let's see, where is Maryland? Thank God! I thought some medical doctor got in here and pulled the plug. Okay, so what it turns out is, the reason why there's a 25-year difference between these people in the Midwest, the Upper Midwest, and the Plain State, and the Indians, Native Americans, out in these Western Indian reservations, right? And yourself here on the eastern seaboard in the old Confederate states, the adjacent states, Cook County, Lake County. I mean, look at that, right around the Chicago and Gary, Indiana. It's awful. These guys live 25 years longer than you in the same medical care. what they found out was the only difference is all these people who live in the Midwest, the upper Midwest, these upper plain states, these people are all from Scandinavia. They'll cook everything by roasting, stewing, and baking, poaching. How do you all cook? You fry everything! Fry, fry, fry!